It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. I am feeling a little bit under the weather today, and so I will probably keep this episode relatively short. Just dropped my son off at school. He actually has finals here this week, and so we got him there a little bit early. Of course, on a day that I don't feel very well, I had to get up and cut my sleep short. Let's see. We recently got a question on one of the Kill the Can Facebook groups, and I thought I would jump in real quick and answer it. I answered it there, but I figured I would answer it here on the podcast as well. The question was, tell me the steps to quit chewing tobacco. I think this guy, I'm not sure that English was necessarily his first language. And my response to him might have sounded a little bit rude or short, but that wasn't my intent. My response was something like this. Step one, don't use chewing tobacco. Step two, repeat tomorrow. And I recognize that that is not easy to do, but quitting dip or chewing tobacco, or for that matter, Zyn or smoking or cigars or anything like that, it's not easy, but it is quite literally that simple. Quit today and repeat tomorrow. In addition to that, there are some additional tools that Kill the Can offers to help with those steps. But those really are the steps. Now, we will go on and we will talk about, some of those tools are, our Discord server and our forums and our website, where on all of those platforms, we offer accountability. And that is a massive, huge piece to the process of successfully quitting chewing tobacco. That accountability and that brotherhood is what allows people who have failed time and time again over the years to finally be successful. I cannot tell you how many times we have heard the story, oh my God, I've tried to quit for months or years or decades and I keep failing. And then when people get plugged in to the Kill the Can community and they get that accountability and they get that brotherhood, something finally clicks. And what that something is the fact that you don't want to let those other people down. At least that's what it was for me. It became so vitally important to me that my brothers and sisters that I was quitting dip with on a daily basis, it was so vitally important to me that they saw me quitting with them today. I didn't want to let them down. Sure, I didn't want to let myself down, but I didn't want to let them down. And I understand that that kind of goes against this concept of you have to quit for yourself. But in my mind, quitting for yourself, it's kind of a package with the accountability and the brotherhood that is built at Kill the Can. So to recap, again, quitting dip is really simple. It's not easy. And there's a massive distinction between the two. But the steps to quit dipping or chewing tobacco, step one, don't use chewing tobacco today. Step two, repeat tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon, quitters.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.